Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and then Steve Cochran. Oh, sorry, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran at 6 a.m. The reason I played that is because Jay Giles Band is included as one of the 19 nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2018.
Awesome.
And, yeah, I'm looking at this list. We're going to go down the list and talk about each of these bands. And there are, but there are some, like, artists that are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame who I think should be, and in fact have never been nominated, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll go through this list. First on the list is Bon Jovi, which is going to make Mary very happy. Bon Jovi is possible Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And by the way, for those people who don't know what the eligibility is, to be eligible for a nomination, an individual artist or band must have released its first commercial recording at least 25 years prior to the year of induction, which means that the 2018 nominees had to release their first official recording no later than 1992. Nine of the 19 artists were already, they're first-timers. So nine of the 19 artists were first-timers. And so there you go. The first timers that are on the list, I'll tell you about those. We'll get those going. But so Bon Jovi, what do you think, Esmeralda?
Yeah, I guess Bon Jovovi.
Bon Jovi?
What's his name?
Bon Jo...
Giovanni.
Yeah, Bon Jovovi?
Something, whatever.
John Bon Jovovo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he's just for longevity, I guess. I mean,
right, and you know, people like them.
People do. Mary does. Yeah, they're not, in my opinion, they're not a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, band. But I think they'll get in. That's the thing, because they're nominee. The question is, will they make it?
How many do they induct?
I don't know if there's a certain number that they do. Let me see. Let's see what it says here. An international voting body of more than 900 artists, historians, and members of the music industry will receive ballots, and this year fans will once again have the opportunity to participate, beginning on October 5th, which was yesterday, and continuing through 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 5th. Fans can visit rockhall.com/vote and cast votes for who they believe to be the most deserving of induction. The top five artists selected will comprise a fans ballot that will be tallied along with the other ballots to choose the 2018 inductees. Fans will need to log in with a Facebook account or email to vote, and voting is capped at one ballot per day. The list of the 2018 inductees will be announced in December, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony will happen in Cleveland on April 14th. SiriusXM will carry the radio broadcast of the ceremony, as well as special broadcasts throughout the year devoted to the Rock Hall's inductees, past and present. And HBO will broadcast the ceremony with details to be announced later. Doesn't say how many. And I don't think that there are I don't think each year there are a strict number of inductees.
Okay.
You know, I think that's the case with, I think, all Hall of Fames. I think it varies. So I think it varies each year. Like when I got inducted to the Walk of Fame here, there were, I think, two more this year than there were last year that were inducted, if I'm not mistaken. So I think with most Hall of Fames, it's just a question of who makes it. It's that kind of thing. So Bon Jovi, you think Bon Jovi will get in?
Yes.
I would think so. What about you, Dan? What do you think?
Yeah, I think they will. I think they're popular enough.
Yeah.
That's what a Hall of Fame is at the end of the day. It's just
yeah,
a popularity
and it's,
contest.
It's one of these things where it's like, you know, you got all these people voting. Anyway, okay, so Bon Jovi, we think that they're going to make it in. They're a possible nominee. Kate Bush. I love Kate Bush. I love her. She's so great. By the way, let's see. Kate Bush, I think she's awesome. I don't think she'll get in, though. I don't know. What do you think, Esmeralda? Kate Bush?
Well, I think Kate Bush would lend to the credibility.
I would agree with you.
Right.
I mean, because she's great. I mean, there's just no question about it.
Right. So I think people would vote. Some people might vote for her in the sense of like, oh, well, I'm going to be
like,
cool.
Like a prestige kind of a
yeah,
thing.
Like, oh, no, definitely Kate Bush.
Yeah. She's great, though. Next is The Cars. I can't believe The Cars aren't in. I can't believe the Cars aren't.
They've been nominated.
They
though.
Have to have been, right?
Yeah. Because I feel like we've talked about them.
Yeah. By the way, Kate Bush was one of the. This is her first time, so you know she might not make it in now because sometimes it takes a few times. So the I can't believe the Cars have not. I mean, they've obviously been nominated before. Yeah.
Oh wait, but they have. They're not solo, have they? Have any of them gone solo?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It's not like Okasik is going to get, you know, nominated for his two solo albums.
Although, well, producer maybe. Because don't they induct producers?
These behind are just, the scenes? That, yeah, they do, but not in this category. I think, if I'm not mistaken, because these are like artists and bands and stuff. Yeah, the Cars should already be in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just stupid. I mean, come on. Their first album was 1978. Come on. What are we talking about? It's 40 years almost. You know? And that first album alone, just for the first album alone, they should be inducted.
Yeah, they had like hit after hit after hit for a while.
And that album, man.
And that's like the defining sound of that kind of early 80s, new wavy type thing.
Yeah, that late 70s new wave thing that was happening. They ushered that in, man.
Yeah.
That first Cars album is legendary. It's legendary. Every song on that record is good. That's one of those albums where it's like every song is good and almost every song on it was a hit.
Yeah.
You know? But then, I mean, they had a lot of hits in the 80s, too. I can't remember the name of the album with Hello Again and Drive on it. And you might think, what was the name of that record? I can't remember the name of the album. But You Might Think, obviously, was on it in Drive and Hello Again. Then I can't remember the name of the album. But that album was huge, too. So, I don't know. Esmeralda Carr should already be in, don't you think?
I thought they were.
Yeah, I mean, you would think. I mean, when you see his name there. Okay, here's an interesting one. Depeche Mode.
Oh.
Depeche Mode. And evidently not their first time nominated.
I would hope they'd get in this time.
I would hope so, too. By the way, they were on Kimmel on Tuesday night, and I watched it yesterday. No. They were on Wednesday night, and I watched it yesterday morning. Or they were on some. I don't know. I watched it. Kind of my days get mixed up when I'm watching this stuff, and I love Depeche Mode. By the way, I love them, and their new album rules. But I have to say, Esmeralda, have you seen them lately? Have you seen Depeche Mode lately?
Like them themselves?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, because they're making they've been making appearances on TV, and you know they're on tour, and they've been plugging the new album and everything, and they're really like pushing it. Anyway, Dave Gahan, who is the lead singer of Depeche Mode, who is a fantastic front man. I've seen Depeche Mode a bunch of times. He has endless energy on stage. He dances around like a lunatic, and he's really charismatic. I watched the performance on Kimmel. Dan, did you see their performance on Kimmel?
I didn't, no.
Okay. Have you seen Gahan lately?
No, I'm honestly not that familiar with Depeche Mode.
Oh, Depeche, okay.
Or their catalog, no.
Okay. All right. Well, he's got a really, really bad mustache. I don't know what the deal is, you know? Esmeralda, I'll give you an example. You know who he looks like now?
Who?
He looks like Walt Disney.
Oh, boy.
It's that kind of mustache. Like, what are you thinking? What? Because I was so distracted. The song was cool that they played, you know, and they're good because they're Depeche Mode and they rule. But the mustache, I just kept sitting on my couch going, what's the deal with the mustache? If you want to see the mustache, Esmeralda, you got to Google the Jimmy Kimmel appearance that they did from the other night.
Oh, it's like a little, I'm skeezy,
yeah,
John Waters-y.
Yeah, that's like a Walt Disney, John Waters kind of mustache. And I don't understand, because Gahan is a sexy, good-looking man.
Like he should have some sort of accent.
I don't know.
Along with it.
Yeah.
And wear cheesy suits.
I don't understand. Anyway, Depeche Mode. I'd like to see them get inducted. I'm a fan.
You know who he looks like?
Who?
From One Day at a Time.
Oh, Schneider.
Yeah, he's a little like Schneider.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, he does. I didn't even think
Schneider's cousin comes into town.
Schneider, like he should have a pack of cigarettes rolled up in his T-shirt, his sleeve. Yeah. Dave Gahan now looks like Schneider, everybody, in case you were wondering. That's great. All right, so Depeche Mode. I would love to see them. I don't know if they're going to get in. How about this? Dire Straits, and I can't believe this. This is their first time nominated. Dire Straits, their first time nominated. That just seems wrong to me. I love Dire Straits.
Yeah, Knopfler, great.
Knopfler's amazing. I mean, and, you know, I mean, in the 80s, they had Brothers in Arms was a massively popular album. I happen to love Dire Straits. I think they're great. But my favorite album is not Brothers in Arms. I love Brothers in Arms. Telegraph Road, what's the name of the album that Telegraph Road is on? Because Telegraph Road is the best song that they ever recorded. Lightning? Something Lightning? I can't remember. My memory is shot. But Dire Straits, again, I think deserve to be in, and surprised they're not in. And surprised that this was their first time nominated.
Love Over Gold.
Love Over Gold. Well, what a great album. Love Over. It's got Lightning on the cover. That's why I was thinking. Love Over Gold. Tremendous record. Anyway, Dire Straits, they're up too. So far, Bon Jovi, Kate Bush, The Cars, Depeche Mode, Dire Straits. We're going to take a break. And if you guys want to jump in, 312-981-7200. And we're also going to talk about some artists that deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but are not. And we're going to do all that right after we take this break on WGN. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. All the regular Friday features will be coming up straight out of context. Nick D. Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and of course, Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru is out, so DJ Longfellow is in. And that's coming up. We got Esmeralda the Heart Melda, Viggity Viggity Vic, and Wiki Wiki Nikki here on a Friday morning. Depeche Mode is one of the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Esmeralda, I told you the story about when we went to go see Depeche Mode back in like 85 or 86 at Poplar Creek. My friend, my late friend Joe, who I speak of all the time. Hey, listen, you know, Joe,
mm-hmm.
was a massive, ridiculous Depeche Mode fan. Like certifiably ridiculous. Like would go out and buy all the 12-inch remixes of every single song. He was
wow.
insane. He was insane about Depeche Mode. We went, and Joe was like, hey, listen, I want to go see Depeche Mode, man. And I'm like, all right, I'll go. And I was like, my friend John, I was like, John, you got to come with. And my friend John and I were not as crazy about Depeche Mode at that time as Joe was. I grew to love Depeche Mode more later, you know. But I agreed. I'm like, okay, we'll go. And so he's like, all right, well, listen, we'll just get lawn seats, get some blankets, and go over to just sit on the lawn. And I don't know. I think lawn seats were, what, 10, 12 bucks back in that at that time. So we were like, all right, we'll go do that. So we get there, we get our blankets, we park the car, we're walking up to the box office, and Joe goes, hey, listen, can I just check and see what kind of pavilion seats are available? And he pulls this when we get there, and I'm like, yeah, all right, Joe, whatever. And so he goes up to the booth, and he goes, hey, listen, I was just wondering, what do you got available for three in the pavilion? And the girl checks, and she goes, we have three first row center. And Joe goes, what? And she goes, yeah, there's three first row center available. And this is like maybe an hour before the show. So he turns and he looks at us, and we're standing there. He looks at us, and he's giving us like the puppy dog eyes. You know, like, please, please.
Yeah.
Please. And so we go, all right, Joe, fine. So we get the tickets, and Joe, we go back and drop the blankets off in the car. We get the tickets. And we go in, and Joe's beside himself, like we're right on top of the guys, and he's dancing and having a great time. And at one point, Martin Gore comes up. Martin Gore, who's one of the main songwriters in the band, he sings a bunch of Depeche Mode songs that, you know, the songs that David Gahan doesn't sing, he sings, and he writes a majority of the material. Martin Gore is on keys, and. And so we're just standing, he's dancing around. Joe is dancing around. This is the greatest show that I have ever seen in my entire life. And so he's beside himself. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I remember Joe ever being happier than that night. So he's dancing around. So Martin Gore comes up to the stage during one of the ballads that he's singing. My friend John is a very good looking dude. Martin Gore walks to the edge of the stage, leans over, and gives my friend John a rose. My friend John, who did not like Depeche Mode, is like, what the hell just happened? And so my friend John got a rose. We sat first row, and Joe was pissed because he didn't get the rose.
Oh.
But John gave it to him.
Right. It's not the same.
Yeah. But he gave it to him. He's like, you can have it. And he's like, oh, man, why didn't Martin Gore give me the rose? I love this band. Just ridiculous. Anyway, that was my first time seeing Depeche Mode. I became a big fan. I mean, it was a great show. I was happy that we had first row. It turned out I was at that point I kind of was a convert, and then from that point on, I loved them, and I've seen Depeche Mode like 12 times. So, okay, all right. Next on the list is Eurythmics, and this is their first time. They should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Annie Lennox solo should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Did her first? Yeah, her first album came out before 1992. Sure, right? Her first solo record. I think so. But I love Eurythmics. They're great. Annie Lennox, one of the greatest vocalists on the planet. Dave Stewart, incredibly, incredibly talented. We mentioned earlier Jay Giles' band. They should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I really think that the Jay Giles band should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A lot of history there. It's not just Centerfold.
Oh no, yeah.
They go way back.
They should get in on Blow Your Face Out alone.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's funny. Ken mentioned them. Our guest Ken mentioned Jay Giles' band. These guys have been around forever, man. They've been around a long, long time, and they've gone through a lot of different changes. They're a great band. I can't believe they're not already in. I can't. So, let's see. Now, oh, boy. Uh-oh, get your Kango hats out because LL Cool J is a nominee.
Oh, come on.
Again.
He should be in the Grammy hosting Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Again, has been nominated before. LL Cool J. Well, they have to represent rap this year, right? I mean, they put P.E. went in last year, right? Didn't P.E. go in last year?
Was it last year?
Or the year before? I know they went in.
They went in, yeah.
Yeah, of course they did. They better have.
Yeah.
But LL Cool, I think he deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Guy's had a ton of hits, and he's a great rapper, and he licks his lips a lot. He does! All right, we got a break here for the news. Hang on, we're going to talk about more of the artists who are nominated as possible inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then we'll talk about some of the artists that should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame but aren't. And that's all coming up right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick Vigilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Towers. Friday, Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. We got You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D. Show Spies. But right now we're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees for 2018, and that was Eurythmics, who are also on the list of nominees for this year. So we're talking about the nominees, and we got a few more to go, and we're going to talk about some artists that should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame but aren't. And that's what Mike is calling in about. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, man.
Good morning.
You know, until there's a few bands in there, this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a farce.
Yeah, well, the first person that comes to mind who should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and should be is Warren Zevon. He's the first one that comes to my mind. Warren Zevon deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's never even been nominated, and that is an absolute insult. He's one of the greatest songwriters that had ever lived, and he important dude in rock and roll and deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, as is Lane Gray. Is Lane Gray in it?
I do not know.
Link Ray.
He's on the list of nominees.
He's on the list of nominees?
Yeah.
Oh, Link Ray, yeah. Okay, yeah. Link Ray is on the list, yeah, this year.
Okay, Arthur Brown?
No, Arthur Brown is not in. I don't think he's in.
Rory Gallagher?
Rory Gallagher should be in, isn't.
Steve Hillage?
Not in.
Yeah. And I believe he did an album with Dave Stewart of Eurythmics in 69 with a band called Arzachel.
Yeah, he's been around a long time. People don't realize that David Stewart's been around a long time before the Eurythmics hit. He's been working for a long time before the Eurythmics hit.
You should listen to this album. Go on YouTube and listen to this album by Arzachel. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the obvious, Grand Funk Railroad.
God, they're not in?
I don't know. And
come on now. That's
three of the best albums in music history. Jethro Tull and they're not in.
Yeah, Jethro Tull is – that's been a bone of contention of mine now for years that Tull is not – I didn't know Grand Funk wasn't in. I
don't think Mountain's in either.
Well, I don't know if Mountain is in. We'd have to check. But I can't believe Grand Funk isn't in. I've been mad about Jethro Tull for years not being in. I mean, that's just perennial. Every year I get mad that they're not inducted.
No, it's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you have Grandmaster P, LL Cool J nominated, and Grand Funk's not in there?
Yeah.
It's just wrong.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Thanks, man.
Hey, you have a great day, Nick.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, bye.
All right. Let's see. Next on the list is MC5. I can't believe that they didn't make – I can't believe that they're not in.
Yeah, ditto.
I mean, I can't believe that. I mean, they're seriously one of the most influential and important rock bands of all time. Like, really changed me. They're a band that changed music. Moody Blues. This is their first time nominated, Moody Blues. All right, how about this one? First time, Esmeralda Radiohead.
Oh, boy. I don't...
I think they should.
I just don't know if they would be.
Yeah, they're despite Kid A, which I think is one of the worst albums ever recorded, I remember when Kid A came out, I actually thought it was like a joke. I thought it was like, this is like, we can record anything and people will buy it.
That's when they got really pretentious.
Yeah. I mean, I still like them, but that album I was like, come on, man.
And at one point they did refuse, right, to stop playing like stuff off of
Pablo Honey. Yeah, the early stuff. Yeah. The Bends is their best album. I love OK Computer. OK Computer is a terrific album. That's the album that put them way over the top. And then they follow it up with Kid A.
Well, that's when they started the whole beepy bloopy stuff.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, the Bends is great, man. I could listen to Fake Plastic Trees on a loop for like 9 hours. So Radiohead, I think they might get in. You know, they've been around long enough. Let's see. Rage Against the Machine. No. I'm going to vote nay on that. This is their first time. Now, how about this? Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. Speaking of fly jams, that's right. Come on, you got to put Rufus featuring Chaka Khan in. Is Chaka Khan in by herself? As a solo artist?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because she might be. Chaka Khan. Nina Simone? Nina Simone is not in? What? Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Link Ray, as we mentioned before. And then finally, The Zombies. What's your name? Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me?
Argent? That Rod Argent was in that band.
Rod Argent was in that. Good for you, man. Wow. Knowing about Argent. And then he had the solo Argent. Hold your head up.
Yeah.
Hi. Hold your head up. We're getting deep into the 70s. Hey, by the way, Dan, have you seen Baby Driver?
Yeah.
Is it not like the greatest?
It rules.
The best sequence in the movie, and you've seen it, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
And I love the movie. I think it's still my favorite movie of the year. The best sequence in the movie is the foot/car chase that's choreographed to Hocus Pocus by Focus. The best part of the movie. Every time I've got it at home, I've watched it a million times. First time I saw it, I couldn't sit. I was like just bopping around in my seat.
And didn't the way he arranged it on the soundtrack? Didn't he go from
focus
into blur?
No, he went blur into focus.
Focus.
Yeah,
that's right.
Edgar Wright, you smart ass. All right. Let's get into this real quick here. Who should be in that isn't in? Now, I already mentioned Warren Zevon. We already talked about Jethro Tull. Why isn't Pat Benatar in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I need to understand this.
I thought she would have been in too.
Come on now. How is Pat Benatar not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Still touring, still kicks ass. One of the greatest rock voices of all time. I don't understand. Who else isn't in? Do we?
How about one? Just that I saw come across my screen here, and Ken brought them up during the interview too. The Raspberries.
They're not in.
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
Not as of this list that I'm looking at, but some of the like. they have the hit, but some of their deeper cuts, it's like the tightest production I've ever heard on a power pop album.
Yeah. No, they're a legendary band, Raspberries. Legendary. I'm trying to think now who else should be in.
What do you think? I'm looking at some website called notinhalloffame.com.
What's it called?
Notinhalloffame.com. I just like, they're just like, I'm angry.
Everybody's angry. Everybody's very angry.
They have the Smiths. I wasn't a big Smiths fan, but
yeah, that would now Morrissey. If the Smiths aren't in, Morrissey's not in solo.
Probably not.
Probably not. So, you know why? You know why they're not in? Because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they eat meat.
He would make them get rid of all
the meat.
According to this, Willie Nelson isn't in.
What?
That's insanity.
What? No. Come on, man. How is that possible? That's ridiculous. Wow. Boy, there are a lot of people who need to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame who aren't.
I mean, they only... How many did you say?
What do you mean?
They may give to?
It depends.
What? I mean, I'm sure...
That they induct. Because it depends every... I think it varies every year who gets...
Right.
How many people get inducted. There are 19 nominees.
Okay. And so
they have to choose.
I don't think
So
I don't think they've ever nominated 19, all 19. Or
oh no, I don't think everybody who's been nominated gets inducted.
I mean, it's a small number every year.
Yeah,
kind of stinks.
Yeah. And then on this list, the ones that I really can't believe aren't already in: the Cars, Dire Straits, Jay Giles. I mean, that's insane that Jay Giles isn't in. MC5, that's insane. Rufus, Link Wray. These already should have been in. Link Wray, like, invented, you know, like, rock and roll riffs, for God's sake.
The Replacements get in? I don't think they're in.
Oh, I think they're in. They better be
in. They got
in. They better be in.
This might be an old list.
No, yeah. They better be in. I think the Mats are in. If they're not in...
You know what? I think you're right.
If they're not in, I'm flying right now to Cleveland, and I'm going to just start yelling at people indiscriminately about the fact that the Replacements should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We need to Google that to make sure, because otherwise I'm not going to continue with the rest of the show, and I'm flying to Cleveland right now to yell. I mean, come on.
According to this list, African Bambaataa
is not. Oh, man. African Bambaataa should be in before LL Cool J.
Right?
I mean, come on. What are we talking about here? So, anyway. The Replacements better be in. They should be in just because of their Saturday Night Live appearance. That should automatically put them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, I don't know. Well, we'll find out. We have to find out whether or not they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Replacements. Are we finding anything?
No.
Maybe they're not in.
I think they have to be in. I'm just not finding it. Let me pick this call up. Maybe it's somebody some intel.
Who knows? All right, well, we'll figure it out. We'll find out. If the burning question right now at the end of this segment is, are the Replacements in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And if they're not, anger. That's it. Is Husker Du in?
As of 2013, I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
So
is Husker Du in? Husker Du, I don't think, is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they should be.
I don't think so.
The Replacements and Husker Du, two of the most important bands of the 80s and 90s ever. Ever.
Oh, wait. They were...
They've been nominated. I don't think they got in.
Who?
The Replacements.
Yeah, 2014.
They were nominated and they didn't get in.
I don't...
Come on now. What are we talking about here? What is this? What are we talking about? This is insanity.
Huskers should also be in.
I agree. I totally agree. Two of my favorite bands of all time, two of the most important bands of all time. They should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is Huey Lewis in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? That's my next question. Huey Lewis has got to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right? Because the Heart of Rock and Roll is still beating in Cleveland, so that he has to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He wrote those lyrics. All right, we got to take a break because otherwise I'm just going to get madder at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, all right. We got a break here for weather, and we got traffic, and then we're going to get dummied, and we'll find out who's the biggest dummy of the week.